Earlier this week, the Coca-Cola company announced it is exploring options for selling drinks containing CBD. That stands for cannabidiol, a mild derivative from the cannabis plant that has no intoxicating effects and is championed as a natural remedy for all kinds of ailments. In Alaska, CBD is already showing up in drinks at cafes and in stores. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, there are simmering disagreements about its legality.
Behind the counter at Uncle Leroy's Coffee in West Anchorage, barista Madison McNaney is assembling a drink called a White Russian.
It's got agave and vanilla syrup as a sweetener, and then we're
it's a decadent frou-frou coffee drink, and for $2 extra, McNaney tops it off with some clear CBD oil from a small glass bottle.
It's, one dropper full, essentially. 1 milliliter, 10 milligrams of CBD.
Uncle Leroy's sells it as an add-on in coffee and what they call wellness drinks. The cafe is well-placed to capitalize on healthy trends, squeezed between a salad place and a yoga studio. CBD was barely on people's radar 5 years ago. Now, there's no shortage of blog posts, promotional videos, and local news stories extolling its benefits. A cure for everything from epilepsy to pain to anxiety to insomnia. Uncle Leroy's owner, Austin Schwartz, decided that having CBD on the menu was a good way to offer customers something you wouldn't find in other coffee houses.
I like that it does offer something a little bit different. It's something new.
Schwartz is hardly the only one selling CBD in Anchorage and beyond. Not only can you get it in coffee drinks, but at garden stores, at health and supplement shops, even as a topical cream at Walmart. Last year, CBD sales in the U.S. were worth $190 million. Schwartz uses a CBD oil made in Colorado and is assured there's no legal or regulatory rules he's breaking by selling it to customers.
We've spoken to a few different distributors, and it's something that doesn't require a different type of business license or regulation.
Schwartz has never been approached by state enforcement officers or police about selling CBD. But whether or not it's legal depends on who you ask. And bear with me, because this is where things get really complicated. Because you're not supposed to send CBD into Alaska through the mail. And
there is no industrial hemp that is actually legally produced in Alaska right now from which to extract CBD to sell legally in the state.
That's Erica McConnell, the head of the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, or AMCO. Now, you'd think that as the state's top official over marijuana policy, that McConnell would have authority over CBD, since, after all, it comes from the same cannabis sativa plant that produces the buds, edibles, and concentrates for sale in retail pot stores. But that would be wrong. Industrial hemp, which produces CBD, is actually regulated by the Department of Natural Resources. And that's because hemp in Alaska is supposed to be grown under a pilot program outlined under the federal Farm Bill. And McConnell's argument is that because Alaska hasn't set up that program, the CBD that's showing up can't have been produced locally. So it's not legal. It's just that no one is enforcing those rules. What's more, she worries that there's no one watching out for quality standards over a little understood substance.
There's just a lot of unknowns about these particular products, and so I think we're in a buyer beware situation.
AMCO isn't the only government entity that's concerned. The state's Department of Environmental Conservation, which runs a food safety program, says there's no lawfully approved sources of CBD available in Alaska. And so the substance can't be sold or used in permitted food establishments. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service says that under the Controlled Substances Act, it's still illegal to send marijuana extracts through the mail. But Garrett Graff, a Colorado-based lawyer who handles cannabis issues, says this guidance is outdated ever since a federal court ruling in April.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals explicitly found that the Farm Bill preempts or supersedes the Controlled Substances Act.
Graff says that courts have found if a state has a rule about industrial hemp, then that takes precedent over the much older Controlled Substances Act. So even though CBD might technically be a controlled substance under the older law, for states like Alaska that are abiding by the newer Farm Bill, then it's fine. And according to Graff, that extends to transport and commerce.
Practically speaking, as an emerging industry, there's plenty of confusion.
Amid competing interpretations, confusion is something that everybody agrees on. This is an issue other states are grappling with as well. Different departments within the state of Alaska are still trying to fully resolve the legal status of CBD. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes